It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha, you're listening to OTV Top 10.
And this is Deepti Ranjan. Today is the 21st of December and here are the top news of the day. Odisha reported the first cases of Omicron with 2 persons testing positive for the new variant of COVID-19, informed the Institute of Life Sciences Bhubaneswar. The presence of Omicron variant of the coronavirus was confirmed in 2 persons following genome sequencing. It is learned while one of the affected persons had returned from Nigeria, the other arrived from Qatar. Both the affected persons are male and aged 41 and 43 respectively.
Odisha continued to reel under intense cold wave conditions with Daringbadi in Kandhamal district witnessing mild frost as the temperature dipped below 4 degrees Celsius on Monday night. Daringbadi, the Kashmir of Odisha, recorded the season's coldest night as the mercury plummeted to 3.5 degrees Celsius, making it the coldest place in the state. The nail-biting cold condition in the area has thrown the normal life out of gear. However, the frost has attracted a huge crowd, including tourists. This is what a local from Daringbadi had to say.
Daringbadi re jehetu aji sarbanimna 3.5 degree heichi gola barsha ଏହି ସମୟରେ 5 ଡିଗ୍ରୀ ଥିଲା। ଏବର୍ଷର ବୋଧେ ସବୁଠାରୁ କମ୍ ତାପମାତ୍ରା ରହିଛି। ଏହାଦ୍ୱାରା ପର୍ଯ୍ୟଟକମାନେ ଆନନ୍ଦ ଉଠାଇଲା ବେଳେ ଆଭ୍ୟନ୍ତରୀଣ ଅଞ୍ଚଳରେ ଲୋକମାନେ ବହୁତ ଅସୁବିଧାର ସମ୍ମୁଖୀନ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି। ମୁଖ୍ୟତଃ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ଦୈନିକ ମୂଲ୍ୟରେ ନିର୍ଭର କରନ୍ତି ସେମାନଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଅସୁବିଧା ହେଉଛି।
ଆମେ ସକାଳୁ ଉଠି ଦେଖୁଥିଲୁ, ଚାରିଆଡ଼େ ତୁଷାରପାତ ହୋଇଯାଇଥିଲା, ସବୁଆଡ଼େ ଧଳା ଧଳା ଦେଖାଯାଉଥିଲା। ଲୋକମାନେ ଅସହ୍ୟ ଶୀତ ପ୍ରକୋପରେ ଅସହ୍ୟ ଯନ୍ତ୍ରଣା ଭୋଗୁଛନ୍ତି। ଠାଏ ଠାଏ ନିଆଁ ଲଗାଇ ଲୋକମାନେ
The headquarter town of Kandhamal recorded 4 degrees Celsius last night. Similarly, Koida in Sundargarh district also witnessed frost as the temperature remained below 4 degrees Celsius for the last 2 days.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Prayagraj today to attend programs related to women. The Prime Minister transferred 1,000 crore into the accounts of 1.60 lakh self-help groups and rupees 20.20 crore to 1.01 lakh beneficiary of the Mukhi Mantri Kanya Sumangala Yojana. He also laid the foundation stone of 202 supplementary nutrition manufacturing units on his visit to Prayagraj. According to the government spokespersons, about 80,000 self-help groups received community investment at rupees 1.10 lakh each, and 60,000 self-help groups will get rupees 15,000 each as revolving fund.
The Odisha government has released rupees 350 crore for disbursement of livelihood assistance of rupees 1,000 to eligible beneficiaries of public distribution system in 30 districts under the National Food Security Act and State Food Security Scheme in view of prevailing COVID situation. In a letter, Food Supplies and Consumer Welfare Department, Additional Secretary M.Q. Hack, requested Odisha State Civil Supplies Corporation Limited Managing Director Bhubaneswar to release the funds immediately. Sharing details of the modalities of disbursement of the livelihood assistance, the department said that for identification purpose, the Biju Swasthya Kalyan Yojana card will be used as the primary ID proof. However, in case of non-availability of BSKY cards, existing NFSA and SFSS cards will be considered as the ID proof.
In a major relief for the candidates who have exhausted all attempts in the civil services examination, the Odisha government has decided to grant them an additional compensatory chance to appear in the recruitment examination in 2021. According to the notification issued by the General Administration and Public Grievance Department, an additional compensatory attempt will be provided to the candidates who had appeared in the Odisha Civil Services Exam in 2019 and OCSE 2020, but are now ineligible to appear in OCSE 2021.
HBO Max has released the much-anticipated preview of Harry Potter 20th Anniversary Return to Hogwarts, its upcoming special that will reunite the actors and filmmakers from the 8-movie series, which will stream on January 1st. The only person missing from the reunion will be J.K. Rowling, the author of the books on which the films were based. Rowling has been under the attack for remarks she had made about the trans community a year ago after retweeting an op-ed article on people who menstruate. The multimillionaire author now claims to be a victim of the cancel culture and calls herself a TERF or trans-exclusionary radical feminist.
The health ministry said on Tuesday that India has at least 200 cases of the new Omicron variant till now. Maharashtra and Delhi have received the highest number of Omicron cases at 54 each, followed by Telangana 20 and Karnataka 19. The country recorded 5,326 new coronavirus cases and 453 deaths in the last 24 hours ending 8 a.m. Tuesday. Active cases stand at 79,097, while 8,000 people have recovered on Monday.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's latest estimates, Omicron has become the dominant COVID-19 variant in the U.S., accounting for over 73% of new weekly cases. The infection cases caused by the Omicron variant jumped from 12.6% of all infection cases in the week ending December 11 to 17.2% in the week ending December 18, the CDC estimates published on Monday show. In the week ending December 4, Omicron only accounted for 0.7% of all the cases. The Omicron variant is spreading rapidly nationwide and has been found in at least 48 states till date, since the first case in the country was detected in California on December 1.
North Korea has imposed strict ban on laughing, drinking and shopping for its citizens for a period of 11 days. An 11-day mourning period, which started on December 17, has been imposed in the country to mark the death of Kim Jong-il, the former leader of North Korea. He was the father of North Korea's current leader Kim Jong-un. During the mourning period, citizens are prohibited from indulging in any sort of celebration and leisure activity, as per the report by Radio Free Asia's Korean service.
Rafael Nadal has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Spain after making his comeback from injury in an exhibition event in Abu Dhabi last week. Nadal in a statement said, "I'm having some unpleasant moments, but I hope that I will improve little by little. I'm now homebound and have reported the result to those who have been in contact with me."
That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odishatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Deepti Ranjan signing off.